Good morning, friends. This is
Katie, I'm not sure, but you've muted somehow.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you. I talked a lot before I realized I was muted, so thank you for your patience. Good morning, friends. This is the day that God is making, and we are rejoicing and are glad to be in this day. We thank God for the life and the mercy that we are receiving and experiencing this day, just being alive and being able to be together to worship. My name is Pastor Katie Akins, and I'm the pastor here at Tabernacle, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm really glad to welcome each of us to this time of worship, especially those of you who are new. If you're joining us this morning for the first time, thank you for being here. We're glad that you're here and have taken the step to enter into this faith community and not knowing quite what to expect. We know that that can be a risk to do that. So we thank you for joining us and for being with us this morning. If you are visiting for the first time, you are welcome to introduce yourself in the chat box, or you can also email me directly at tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and know that you're here. I also want to give just a special gratitude and thanksgiving for Ana del Corazon, who will be preaching for us this morning. Ana has preached a few times here at TAB and also is a new member at Tabernacle United Church, and we're so grateful for Ana's spirit and her witness and her sharing her gifts with us. And one of those gifts is the gift of preaching, and so we're so thankful for her attentiveness to the Spirit in her own life and her bringing us the word this morning. So welcome, Ana, and thank you. Thank you for preaching. I have also a few announcements to share with us, and then I'd like to hand it over to Susan Wargo, who also has an additional announcement. But just a couple things to highlight. Next Sunday, November 22nd, we will have a very brief congregational meeting after following the service. And we're really just going to meet to vote on the new incoming council members. So we're voting on a new slate for the new year. So that is next Sunday. So those of you who could stay, we really would appreciate that, especially members who have who can vote. Please stay for the service on November 22nd, stay after the service for that. And we are postponing our budget and an official annual meeting until January of next year. We need a little more time to get our budget together. So that is all information we have sent out, and we will continue to let you know about the dates, but just keep that in mind as we move forward. Also, our caucus groups are meeting today. The White Caucus Group is meeting, as well as the BIPOC Caucus Group. So if you are not in any of either of those groups, you would like to be or are interested, you can let us know also in the chat box and we will get you connected. We will be meeting today at 11:45. Also this week, again, just continual reminder, we have our weekly prayer gathering Tuesday morning at 8:30. We have Bible study on Wednesday this week at 5:30. And then also for anyone who's interested, our worship team is meeting this Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you're interested in helping us plan for Advent this year, let us know, and we would welcome you to be a part of that planning meeting. All right, and that now I'm going to hand it over to Susan Wargo for another announcement. Thank you.
Good morning, Tab. Good to see you all today, although I don't see any of you yet. I'm here as part of the sanctuary team at Tabernacle. The sanctuary team's main focus is to support our sanctuary family, the Thompsons, as they live inside our church. The fight for the Thompsons' freedom has taken some big steps in the past weeks, and they are getting much, much closer to obtaining a green card and obtaining their freedom. The new sanctuary movement is now asking all member churches, not just Tabernacle, but all member churches, to write a letter for the Thompsons to help them achieve their freedom. The focus of these letters will be about the Thompsons as a family, and we need to stick to that message. Peter Pedamonte, who's the co-director of New Sanctuary Movement, says, now is not the time to yell at ICE, even though we might wish to. We are also going to be collecting drawings from children, perhaps about Thanksgiving or gathering with families or pictures of their families. Remember, our goal, not remember, but just to inform you, the goal is to get the Thompsons their freedom before Thanksgiving so that they can join their family for Thanksgiving. Later today, we're going to be sending out to the Tab News listserv instructions on how to write these letters, as well as the script for the letter. The letters are going to be sent to the Philadelphia ICE office. And there are two ways you can send your letter. One is to email it, and we're going to provide email addresses. It's to two different email addresses. You can also send the letter by the U.S. Postal Service. That's fine, too. And we also have a street address. We have set a goal to have 65 letters come from the Tabernacle congregation. Please remember that what we're assuming is it's not one letter per family, but one letter per member at TAB. Our second goal is to have all the letters and pictures emailed or mailed by next Friday, November the 20th. If you aren't on the listserv, let us know. And as you can see right now, up on the screen, you see Pastor Katie's email address, tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. Please email Pastor Katie, if you are not on the listserv and wish to receive this information. Let's stand strong right now in support of getting the Thompson family their freedom and to get them home before Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
That's great.
Amen, and thank you, Susan. So let us take all of those announcements into heart, and we know some of the opportunities we have to engage and participate. So thank you, Susan, for that important announcement. And let's now move into our call to worship. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's open our hearts. Let's take some deep breaths, and let's enter into our time of worship.
We are here in a holy space.
What makes it holy?
What if we cannot truly enter a holy space?
What if we feel shut out?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, I want to invite us to sing and celebrate together, recognizing that we need healing in our lives. This is one of my favorite folk songs, O Healing River. Let's sing together.
O Healing River, send down your waters, send down your water upon this land, O Healing River. Wash the blood from off the sand. This land is parching. This land is burning. No seed is growing in the barren ground. Oh, the deep roots nourish, let the tall stalks rise. Oh, healing river, send down your waters. Oh, healing river, from out of the sky.
This next song is a song that Anna sent me this week and will be new for most of us. I have the lyrics in Spanish and in English next to them, and I invite you to sing the Spanish lyrics with me. And if you feel comfortable, to put your hands out as vessels to receive the Spirit this morning as you sing. Alma tiene sed de ti.
agua en el desierto. Mi alma tiene sed de ti. Dame de tu agua y no tendré sed más.
Amen.
God, we are together and apart. We come here with joy. We come with hesitation. This is a holy place, but we do not always feel holy sitting here. We are called to find the Holy Spirit in all places. But what if we feel cramped and closed? What if we feel shut off from your love? Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God, we confess that we do not always feel open. We do not always feel awake and alive. Your world is full of energy and beauty, but we cannot always live here with gratitude and conviction. We let the noise of the world confuse us. We let our hunger for power, for things, for excess distract us. What can bring us into your holy space? What can connect us to your power that begins and ends with love? When we feel closed off, when we fail to open ourselves to your gifts and your demands, what can we do? God has infinite patience for our confusion, infinite forgiveness for our failure to open ourselves to God's love. The Holy Spirit invites us to come closer. When we fail, the Spirit does not turn us away. Day by day, moment by moment, we learn to open our hearts to what is offered us. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
And because of that, we give praise. I invite you to sing, "Be Lifted." I invite you to clap. I invite you to dance as we sing the song of praise together.
Jesus, we lift your name on high. Your name on high. Be lifted high. Jesus, we lift.
Yes, amen. And we give thanks that Jesus comes to us, giving us a word of peace that passes all understanding. And so we take and receive that peace that Jesus offers us, and we offer that peace to one another. So let us take a moment now to greet one another and pass the peace of Christ. Peace be with all of you.
Good morning.
Be with you.
With you. Peace to you all.
Peace.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you all.
Peace be with you all.
Be with you.
Peace.
Hello, Anna. Hello, Iowa.
You're not doing the computer.
Hi, Lara. Peace be with you.
Hi, Levi.
Hi, Levi.
Good
morning. Hey, Auntie Laura.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good to
see you.
The turkey.
Oh, yeah.
The turkey picture I made.
Turkey. Hi, Jean and Amy. Hi.
Hi.
Peace be with you.
Oh, don't go to kiss.
Nice picture.
Hello, Maine. How are you, Maine?
Not sure.
Hey, Lara. Okay.
Good morning. Peace be with you.
Erica.
Good morning, Katie.
Louie. Louie.
Peace be with you, Emma. Good to see you.
Hi.
Ed Dugan. Hi. Good to see you. I haven't seen you in so long.
Peace to you, Heather and Oscar. Peace to you. Thank you.
Hi, Heather and Oscar.
Peace, Deb Ahrens.
Denny.
Welcome, Shell Myers, Jamesia. Seeing some new folks. So good to see you both. Welcome.
Hi, Alaska.
With you.
Peace, Ron.
Amy.
Peace, Jenny.
Pleasure. Hello.
Hi, Kim. Nice to see you.
Hi, Donald.
South Ohio.
Hi, Anna.
Nicole.
Hi, Alaska. Peace, Emmett.
Lynn, nice
to meet
you.
Peace, Anna.
Peace to you, Deb Ahrens.
Oh, in Maine.
The first scripture reading of today is Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the part of our service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer and pay attention for the children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see. Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Hey kids, I need to change my view so I can see all of you. But of course now I can't see me, so I have to change it back. So I'm going to take a quick look at who's here, and it's a time to come close to the screen. I'm going to do some stuff with stuff on my screen. So like if you, okay, I can see big eyes. That's perfect. Great. Okay, good. All right. So now I need to make sure that I can see what I'm doing too. So today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, which is this other part of God that we don't get to talk about very much. But today's sort of a big day for it and the passages that were selected. And so if you've done children time with me before, you might remember we talked about all of God being like an egg with three parts, the shell, the yolk, and the white. And so today we're going to talk about that part that is the Holy Spirit that's like the white part of the egg, which it's clear. It's kind of like hard. If you've ever tried to pick up an egg, that part's really impossible to pick up with your fingers. And the Holy Spirit's a little bit like that. The Holy Spirit and the church is this thing that we all know is there. It's hard to see, but sometimes we can really feel it. And so there are three ways sometimes that we can think about what the Holy Spirit might be like, which is the wind. So I'm looking out the window that's just beyond my camera, and it's a pretty windy day at my house. And so I can't actually see the wind when I look outside, but there's a tree, and I can see the wind moving the leaves on the tree. And if I go outside, I could definitely feel the wind in my beard. I was walking yesterday, and this doesn't move too much, but this is long enough that I could feel the wind moving it around. The other thing that kids your age know about things that are real but we can't see are the signals that we use with our cell phones, right? It used to be that for a telephone to work, there was a wire that went all the way to the other person's house. No matter where it was, there was a wire that was connected all the way to the other person's house. But it's not that way anymore. Now we have phones that work through the signals that we cannot see. And so that's real. I'm sure you've talked to people. And today we're actually connected through signals that we cannot see. My computer is not wired to your house. It goes through a signal and it arrives at your house. The other thing is that the sunshine sometimes works this way too. This is like a fake sunshine. We're going to use this, which is you can't really see it, right? Like there's nothing between my fingers, right? But there is light. But if I get my hand really close, I can feel the warmth. And if we get a really special thing, then the light will actually make this, if I get it close enough, the light will make it turn because the light is there. And so those are ways that we can think about the Holy Spirit. It's something that moves us, it affects us, but it's hard to see, but we really feel it sometimes. And so that's that third part of God that we talk about. So let's have a prayer. God, help us to feel you, even when sometimes it's hard to see you, when you're slippery, like the egg white that we can't pick up with our fingers, but you are in everything, and you make all things possible. Amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anna. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm going to read the second verse reading for this morning. It's Luke 4, 1 and 2. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. So the Spirit is already moving in us today. we we had some difficulties. So I actually have been listening to Pac's song, Use Me, for this week as I was preparing for this sermon. So since we didn't get a song before the preaching, I thought we could have another song because I wanted to feel as much as a Pentecostal service as possible. So we're going to sing too much. so if Pax could do Use Me or sing Use Me, please.
Yeah, let's sing together.
Yeah, let's sing.
I love that you've been sitting with this song, Anna, and I'm glad for us to sing it again this morning. Let's do it. To do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. To do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. Call me and I'll go. Use me. Use me. Use me to do your will. To do your will on earth. Use me. Use me to do your will on earth. To do your will on earth.
Thank you, Pax. Thank you so much. Let the Spirit of God fall afresh on us this morning. Oh God of love and mercy, I ask through the power of your Holy Spirit that you open up our hearts and minds to receive your word this morning. May the Spirit of God speak through me and in spite of me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Okay, so I need to get to my sermon. So we're a well-oiled machine, so it was nice to have a little disruption this morning. Our services. Okay, let's make sure I don't log myself out. Okay. So thank you, Pastor Katie, for giving me this opportunity to share words of hope and wisdom with the congregation this morning. Now that I'm officially a member of Tabernacle, thank you also to Pax, who graciously shared a song from the church of my youth this morning. It felt nostalgic and heartwarming, and it reminded me of where I've been and where I'm going, at least with this sermon. Like many of you, I've had an eventful journey through various church houses that have helped to find my way here to Tabernacle United Church. My truth is that I've been praying to find you and this community for years. As was said when I joined this church less than a month ago, it's been a pilgrimage of faith which has brought me to this time and place. I give thanks for every community of faith that has nurtured me and held me along the way. This has been a long time coming. I'm a spiritual seeker, and for 20 years, I've been looking for a spiritual home. I've prayed daily for a spiritual community that could embrace me completely and where I could use my charisma. And I'm not talking about my personality, but the God-given gifts that have been bestowed on me through the Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, the Holy Spirit. That brings me to the topic at hand this morning, El Espíritu Santo. I love the Holy Spirit. I cannot imagine my life without her. Today, I will not be able to cover everything I want to say about such a big topic, but I tried. Katie reined me in. But I want to begin by opening up with your imagination about who and what the Holy Spirit is, though I think Todd did a beautiful job. So these are from a Puerto Rican theologian named Zaida Maldonado Perez. And she writes in Latina Evangelicas, a theological survey from the margins. Quote, I love the Holy Spirit. She is like the wild child of the Trinity, anywhere and everywhere, moving, calling forth, and stirring things up. She is wonderfully elusive, yet also fully present. She is untamable, full of possibilities and creative potential. She is the salsa beat in our daily foxtrot and the uno, dos, tres bachata in our electric slide. She is and will be unconventional and even uncultured. She is the wonder that moves our questions from what does this all mean to what shall we do? She can forever alter our lives and change our world. She is life-giving breath, wind, and fire. She is the rock Elohim, the flaming divine pneuma that is always going native because she wants to be encountered by all. She is calming spirit amid the storm. She is wisdom. As part of the Godhead, she reminds us that she cannot be possessed and claimed. When they say, tengo el Espíritu Santo, I possess the Holy Spirit, and therefore she cannot be ordered about. Rather, it is we who are the Holy Spirit's temple, God's vessel, end quote. For those that don't know me well, let me share with you what I shared with the church council about my faith journey. Although I live in Iowa with my spouse and son now, I grew up in North Philadelphia attending a Puerto Rican Spanish-speaking evangelical Pentecostal church. Say that 10 times. No, okay. Now that I'm in seminary, I am spending a lot of time thinking about my theology, my faith journey, and how the Holy Spirit has been working in my life. Because I left the church of my youth when I was about 18 years old, I have a childlike understanding of my religious home. I mostly remember what it felt like to be in church, the constant motion, the physical warmth, the rhythmic beats of clapping and stomping, the percussion instruments, the singing, the dancing in the spirit, the laying of the hands praying over my body, fueling my soul. But mostly, I remember feeling belonging, like I was part of a family. I felt like we were holding each other tightly and mostly looking inward. Our gatherings were timeless. Service lasted hours. I promise this is only 15 minutes, okay? We were encouraged to let go and let ourselves be moved by the ever-present Holy Spirit. Now, looking back as an adult, I have tried to take a more objective look at what Pentecostalism is. So I looked it up. According to the BBC, it is a kind of Christianity focused on the Holy Spirit and the ability of believers to have a direct experience with the presence of God. They write, Pentecostals believe that faith must be powerful, experiential, and not something simply understood through ritual and thinking. It is an energetic and dynamic faith, and the followers believe they are driven by the power of God moving within them. This explains why so much of my memory of that church home was about how it felt to be there, since the direct experience of God is central to that faith. As an evangelical Pentecostal, I was born again, receiving salvation by the declaration of faith in accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, who atoned for my sins through his death and resurrection. The church of my childhood youth believed that once we confessed our sinful nature and declared our salvation, we were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit was something we could feel and experience directly, it wasn't unusual for me to dance in the Spirit, to witness church members speaking in tongues, or to hear testimonies of healing. The Holy Spirit was always working in and through us, but it was our responsibility and work to tap into her through our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, through adherence to countercultural rules and practices, which demonstrated that we were not of this world, and to share the good news of salvation with others. It was and still is the central message of evangelical Pentecostals to this day. As people living in the margins of society, Puerto Rican Pentecostals sought and seek an intimate relationship with God through the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. The Holy Spirit's act of dwelling with us and being in us affirmed our personhood as children of God. The Holy Spirit is divine presence. Through her, we are made holy within a dominant culture and society that dehumanized us. I have come to understand the appeal that my childhood church community had for me as a young brown woman. It was a place so powerfully belonged that showed us that we were beloved and protected against white supremacy that tried to convince us that we were not beloved. When I went off to college, the distance between who I was becoming and what the church believed grew too large to hold. During this period, I fell in love with a woman, and the rupture between my childhood church and my biological family became complete. In spite of this, I never believed that God left me. I believe that who I was and how I felt and what I believed was still within God's reign. Even when my own flesh and blood rejected me, God, through the Holy Spirit, did not. My family and faith community nurtured in me a sense of belovedness, one that was so powerful that even they couldn't take it away from me. So even as my heart and my world was shattered, I held on to what the Holy Spirit whispered to Jesus when he was baptized. You are my beloved child with whom I am well pleased. Let me pause for a moment and ask you, what would change in your life if you knew deep to your core that you are a beloved child of God with whom they are well pleased? What would look different in your life, if anything? How would you speak and act? Who would you be in the world? What more would you risk to help others if the Spirit constantly reminded you of who and whose you are? With this knowing, I began my search for a new spiritual home. I tried on other faiths and learned new spiritual practices that didn't involve speaking in tongues, praying to God, or even reading the Bible. After almost 20 years of being in the wilderness, wandering, I believe the Holy Spirit led me back home, here to this beloved community that embraces all that who I am and who follows a Jesus who liberates and centers the marginalized. Since the first day I entered the doors of Tabernacle United, I felt the Spirit among us in ways I hadn't felt in a long time. I asked myself, what is it about Tab that makes me feel this way? How are we welcoming the Holy Spirit in this place and in this community? Our church, unlike my childhood church, isn't explicit about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, at least not for me. And I wondered, what is the role here? When I joined the church just a few weeks ago, the Holy Spirit was mentioned several times in the liturgy. It said, I consented to be of service to Jesus Christ using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows. I could committed to growing in the life of the Spirit, nurturing my relationship with God, and listening for God's calling in my life. I confess my belief in the Spirit of God and promise to live in the Holy Spirit. And you, the church community, said you welcome me in through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I ask again, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? And where does it reside here in TAB, at TAB? Well, let's look at Jesus for that answer. The Holy Spirit was intimately connected with Jesus from conception to ascension. Before Mary conceived Jesus, an angel spoke to her and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Jesus was anointed with the Spirit when he was baptized by John the Baptist, who was also filled with the Spirit. Soon after, Jesus was directed by the Spirit to go into the wilderness to be tested. There are many stories throughout the Bible that describe Jesus as full of the Spirit before he prophesied, performed miracles, or preached. Jesus did nothing without the Holy Spirit. Today, we find ourselves pulled into the wilderness. The call to disrupt systems of oppressions and the evils of white supremacy and other forces that work against our belovedness. This is certainly the work of the Holy Spirit with us and among us. The Holy Spirit helped me find the strength I needed to take my brokenness and forge a new path, one that eventually led me here. We need the Spirit to continually remind us of our belovedness and to give us the strength we need to sustain the hard work of discipleship and the work of building the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. When Jesus prayed, he did so to align his will to God's will. He knew and understood that he was the Son of God. Through his spiritual practices of prayer, rest, alone time, study of the scripture, and communion with his disciples, Jesus was able to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to him. In my journey, I have found my own way to try to listen deeply for it. During my time in the wilderness searching for a church home, I began a practice of meditation. Initially, this was a practice of self-emptying. While I found it helpful to center myself, I continued to feel like something was missing. A few years ago, I was introduced to the practice of contemplative prayer, where one consents and welcomes God's presence and action in one's life at the beginning of the meditative session. And immediately, I felt a shift within me, like the missing piece of the puzzle had been found. I have now come to understand that I am a believer of Jesus Christ, but also a disciple. And that this discipleship requires me to listen for and look for God, for how God is speaking to me personally and to us as a body. Our faith believes that God is still speaking. As a disciple, I must practice ways to help me listen. Whether it be prayer, meditation, fellowship, studying, dancing, singing, playing the tambourine, protesting, being of service to others, so that I can do the work that Spirit is asking us and me to do in this world. My journey to revisit and explore the church of my youth has revealed that this aspect of the Spirit, of her working in us to remake the world for love and peace and justice, is in fact part of the same Pentecostal tradition I left behind. Pentecostal theologian Perez refers to the Holy Spirit as the holy subversive one. Quote, "Evangelicas know that the wild child of the Trinity, the holy subversive one, calls us to stir things up, to become devoted tongues of fire that will dare to proclaim truth to power so that we can get from the question of what does this mean to the question of what shall we do, which will change our churches, ourselves, our communities, and the world. So I ask once more, how does the Holy Spirit show up here at TAB? How has the Spirit worked in your life to remind you of your belovedness? Moreover, how has the Spirit of God pushed you into places of wilderness or difficulty for the sake of love and justice? mi familia, my family. God, through the Holy Spirit, is speaking to us today. Are you listening? This week, I invite you to sit and listen for the Holy Spirit. Listen for how she is leading you and follow her promptings. You can journal this experience. You can journal about this experience, or you can share with us next week. Somehow. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for the renewing strength of the Holy Spirit, who reminds us daily of our belovedness. May the Spirit of God sustain us as we go forward this week. Guide us, dear God, to be warriors for justice and love, especially in these times. May the Holy Spirit fill us with courage and comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ashe. So say we all.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
The Holy Spirit takes us from what does this mean to what shall we do? One of the ways God uses us is through our gifts of time and talents. Somewhere on the website, we have a form to fill out to make gifts of talent as well as treasure, or sorry, give time, talent, and treasure. This morning, something we can do is make a donation through the TAB website or through texting, which you can see in the bulletin right there, texting to 84321 and put some kind of a tag on it so we know where it's from, or to visit tabunited.org/contribute. As we make our offerings, we feel that sense of belonging that God is using us together. Let us now give of our offering. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
has done. God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. God has done, God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
When we're apart and only able to see each other through Zoom and hear our own voices, we take comfort in the fact that God is using all of our gifts together to further God's great plans. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, this is the time in our service where we open up the space for you to share, and we invite you to share through the chat box. You are welcome to share a joy, a concern, or a testimony, and to reflect on the service or to bring your joys, struggles, and other prayer concerns before God and for our community. So we open up the space, and I'll just give a few minutes of quiet for those prayers to come in. So please feel free to share with us what's on your heart. And we will, in just a moment, lift up those prayers and be praying together. And I'm gonna just begin our time. I'm gonna actually light a candle here in my room as a symbol of invoking the Spirit into this time and recognizing the Spirit's presence in our midst as we pray. So let's share what's on our hearts. As the prayers come in, I will read each prayer, and I ask you to join with me at home by saying, God, well, as I say, God, in your mercy, I ask you to join with me saying, hear our prayer. Deb Burnham is lifting up prayers for Mike Ealing. We ask prayers for Mike Ealing, who is in the hospital. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ana del Corazon. Please pray for my friend Jeff Trainer and his family, who lost his sweet Uncle Bill Mooney this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lynn Lampman, for our college classmate Lori, whose mother died of COVID yesterday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Buki, grateful for Anna's message and the Spirit moving through her and this congregation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ed, I'm asking the congregation to keep in touch. I'm a loner. I know that's hard to believe, and it's not in my nature to reach out. So any contact will help me stay connected. Thank you, Ed. Thank you for your vulnerability. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Gina, prayers for our beloved TAB community members going through health struggles right now. Hear our prayer. From Kristen, prayers for my student who is 11. CHOP is unable to figure out what is wrong, and she is now being sent to DuPont for more tests. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Heather, for a resident and friend, Reggie, at Project Home, where I work, whose wife and mother both passed away this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Chris, for the people of Washington, D.C., who were subjected to a 10,000 plus march of white supremacists with messages of violence, tearing down of Black Lives Matter signs and art, and physical attacks in the streets after the march was over. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Jim, prayers for Jean Erb tomorrow for her surgery. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For these prayers and the many others that are on our hearts, we lift them up and we thank each of you for sharing. And so in this space now, let us join our hearts and our voices and let's sing together as we lift up all the prayers that have been shared. Let us continue in prayer. O God, Holy Spirit, wild child of the Trinity, you are wild and uncontained and uncontainable and uncontrollable. How often, Spirit, have we stifled you, silenced you, or shrugged you off? How often have we even cursed you and taken offense at you as you speak and move through others? How often have we said, you're too loud, or you're too fierce, or you're too quiet? How often have we damned you for your constant nudging toward repentance, if that is our next step, or toward liberation? How often, O Spirit, have we substituted your voice for doom scrolling, for scrolling through Facebook, or even as our hearts grow numb and fearful, and still we can't stop looking at our phones while you beg us to stop and find the food that actually nourishes? How often, O Spirit, are we oblivious to you? We ask, O God, to not judge us too harshly, for we are in a pandemic and life is hard right now, for some more than others. So, Spirit, forgive us for the countless times that we miss you, that we disregard you, that we curse you, or replace you for food that does not satisfy. Bring us back. Spirit, as you fall on us, nudge us into conflict for the sake of love and justice. As you fall on us, O Spirit, and you speak and act loudly, let us embrace and listen and move accordingly. Spirit, as you fall on us and speak in a still small whisper, may we be awake enough to notice and move accordingly. As you fall on people and on creatures and on nature, may we watch and listen and learn. So, Spirit, gather all these prayers that have been spoken, prayers that have been spoken out loud and in the quiet. Hold them, carry them as only you can, and mold them into your purpose. Bring healing on your wings. Bring justice on your wings. And lift us up to be your witnesses and your people. In your name we pray. Amen. And we remember Jesus, who we believe was full of the Spirit when he taught us to pray. And so let us pray this prayer that Jesus taught us. Whatever version you know is fine. Please pray whatever is comfortable, whatever version you learned. Or if you did not learn it by heart, you can join with me in the words on the screen. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
thank you, God, for reminding us through the Holy Spirit that we are beloved. Go in peace in the name of God, who created us, who redeemed us, and who sustains us through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 We have a few minutes here. I know it's about 11:20, and I know a lot of us are going to caucus groups at 11:45. So I'm going to sign off in just about 5 minutes or so. But I